Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
After the 12 o'clock hour, good afternoon, Northern Colorado. Welcome back. We were off a few days last week. I was off Friday because of we had some high school baseball coverage. And then, of course, yesterday being Memorial Day. Hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. And we got a lot to get to. We got Avs tonight. We're starting this Western Conference Finals. That's going to be a blast. A lot to hit. But I tell you what. I love when we start shows like this. I say that all the time, but I love packing it with a punch, starting a program with excellent guests like this guy. And we got a big decision here coming up. Dalen Kuntz of the UNC Bears, of course, just a monster player for this team. Dalen, my man, we got you on the line, the First Advantage Hotline. How are you, my friend?
What's up? I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
We're doing well, man. We've been following along to see what you were going to do. I know Bears fans kind of, you know, of course, waiting at the edge of their seats to see if you're coming back to UNC next year. We know you've been testing those NBA waters to see what that's going to look like. But a decision has been made, my man. Is that right?
Yes, a decision has been made.
All right. So... So what are you doing? What does the next season look like for Dalen Kuntz?
Next season, I'll be back with the Bears. I decided to come back, you know, after just going through the whole process and just kind of, you know, learning about the process and just kind of just get almost like a just like testing it out, just seeing, you know, how it goes. Like an example, how it's going to be for next year.
I mean, there you go. I mean, Dalen's coming back. He will return for the 2022-23 season. That process too, that NBA draft process, you had mentioned that too when you were in. That was where you were going to go. If you were going to still continue to play college basketball, it was going to be with UNC, but you wanted to see what this was going to look like. But officially, Dalen is coming back for next season. Can you talk to us about that process at all? And what was it like for you? And how much did you really learn from everything?
It was a really good process. I mean, I learned a lot. Just, you know, I was down in Arizona just kind of working out and training. And then, you know, just on the pro day, being able to, you know, just get out and play in front of a lot of those teams. The big part for me was just kind of getting on a lot of teams' radars. Like, you know, a few teams have kind of seen me play and heard of me. But the big thing was really just trying to get on their radars for this next year. Just, you know, so I could have some more eyes watching me. But the whole process was good, though. I mean, I learned a lot just as far as, you know, how to go through it and kind of, you know, how they schedule the workouts and all the different things. It's pretty cool, though. It's a good process.
Did they, I mean, again, from the people that you're talking to, the ones in the know, are they saying, you know, this is a lot like an NBA life? Almost, you know, not exactly everything like that, but as far as the workouts and what you're working on and the advice you're receiving, were you kind of getting that sense? It's like, hey, this is kind of a sample size of what life could potentially be.
Yeah, definitely. Just like, you know, when I was out there in Arizona, just, you know, just the workouts, the lifting, coming back for night shooting, and then, like, you know, they're giving us, like, meal prep. So, you know, make sure I'm eating really well, you know, drinking a lot of water, just being hydrated. Just like, you know, it's kind of teaching me, like, how the professionals work during the off-season, how the pros work in the off-season.
Yeah, and I think that's that process too that we've heard from so many different players, Dalen, when they do this, when they test the waters and they go and look what the NBA draft process is like, they always come back and say, man, you know, you really do get a good feel for what would ultimately be expected of you.
Yeah, you do. Just, you know, like I said, going through that whole process with the workouts and the, you know, to make sure you're eating right and the night shooting, it's just like, it's really like a pro lifestyle, pro schedule, you know. Just basketball, eating right, and really relaxing.
We're talking to Dalen Koontz, who just announced he will be returning to Northern Colorado next season for the 2022-23 season. What was that decision like for you? And again, this was kind of a three-part decision, you know, looking into the NBA, staying with UNC, because we know things, you know, with the transfer portal and everything, guys can pretty much go. If they're good enough, they can go a lot of places. And Dalen, you're one of those players. You're a sensational player. We know that. You should have been the Big Sky Conference Player of the Year. That's coming, though. But talk to us about everything that went into that decision. I know you have a great relationship with the coaching staff and Coach Steve Smiley.
You say it's three decisions, but really it's just two for me. Like, you know, I felt like, I mean, my time here at UNC was good, so if I was to come back, it was, you know, I didn't feel a need to go anywhere else because, you know, things were going good here. But really, though, like, the main decision was just, like, you know, if I go pro and I get the chance to do that, then I'll definitely take that. But then if not, I'm always fine to come back to school because I feel like either way it would be like, you know, it would be put me in a good position.
Well, and yeah, you're right on that side of it too, because even if you don't go, I mean, there's only two rounds in the draft, so it is pretty rare.
Yeah.
It's rare for anybody to get drafted into the NBA, but there's certainly other opportunities. You see a lot of guys that are undrafted or late second round or whatever that go on to have really good careers in the NBA. So did that thought kind of enter your brain too, is okay, even if I don't get drafted, I could still sign on and work my way up from the bottom up, so to speak. Did that thought kind of into your brain too in this process?
Yeah, definitely. Just like, you know, like I said, when the option of coming back and after me getting the feedback, it just kind of gives me like the opportunity to kind of build on this past year and, you know, take that feedback and get better in whatever areas I feel like I need to get better in or where they say I need to get better at. It's kind of win-win to me for either way.
Can you tell us a little bit about what, because again, I mean, your game is sensational, man. For me watching you, I'm like, dude, I don't know. Keep doing what you're doing. What were they kind of telling you, some of the experts? Because I know there's always little tweaks to your game. I mean, there's guys that have been in the NBA for 10 years and they're still tweaking their game. Can you tell us some of what maybe they said Dalen Koontz could work on for next season?
Just being able to, you know, make more reads, make, you know, just high-level reads. Just improving at that area and then really just kind of everything, you know, getting stronger, you know, just being able to make it consistently from outside, you know, just make sure I'm continuing to be consistent with that. And it's really being able to make more reads in, like, you know, different positions.
Talking to Dalen Koontz of the UNC Bears, just announced moments ago that he will return to UNC for the 22-23 season. When you look at their return and, you know, your guys, Matt Johnson, Dalton Connect, some good additions to this roster, do you look at this, Dalen, and go, you know what? I'm all in. It's unfinished business now for this Bears basketball team that we watched have a very good season last year.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we got some good pieces coming back, and then we got some new guys coming in that could definitely help out. You know, got some of the young freshmen, once they kind of, you know, get adjusted to the college game, I think they could help out in some ways. And then we got another player coming from another school. He could help out a lot. But, you know, just kind of, I feel like we got a good part of our team back, you know, experience. You know, we got me, Matt, Dalton, you got a couple guys off the bench who are experienced. Now I was just kind of trying to get the new guys to kind of bring them along with us and, you know, get them adjusted real good and get the chemistry down.
Do you look at this like, and Dalen, you've kind of become this, leader of this team, you know, over the last couple of years, transferring from CU, of course, but being a local guy and, you know, a Colorado guy, I know that's a big thing as well. But how serious do you take that role knowing, okay, now for sure, I mean, you've got other leaders on this team. Obviously, Matt Johnson's one of those guys. But do you look at that and say, man, I'm going to take even more of a leadership role heading into next year?
Yeah, I do, definitely. Just, you know, now this going to be my fifth year, you know, definitely just trying to be more vocal this year. I took strides of that last year, but this year, you know, I can take even bigger strides, just, you know, just being more of a leader, more vocal, you know, just to help out the new guys and the younger guys we have. But, yeah, I definitely look forward to taking that step.
Is being the Big Sky Conference Player of the Year, is that something that you think about?
Yeah, definitely, but, I mean, kind of like I always say, like, if I do what I'm supposed to do and, you know, things go well, that'll handle itself, I feel like. But, I mean, Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think about it, but I just feel like as long as I kind of do what I'm supposed to do and handle things well, then, you know, all that stuff will come.
Yeah, it's not one of those things where it's like on your mind nonstop. But like you said, if it's because just knowing you, I mean, you're that kind of guy. You're like, hey, I'm going to go out, I'm going to produce. And if that's good enough to win an award, great. If not, you know, as long as our team's rolling, you're kind of that guy. But, you know, last year, I certainly thought you were the best player in the league, man, for sure.
Thank you. Yeah, definitely. I thought I would get that award, too. But, I mean, it is what it is. You know, just that's another thing to add to the fuel of the fire.
How big of a role, let's talk about your family first, you know, your family in this process, you know, looking at the NBA and everything. How big of a role did they play? And I'll ask about the coaching staff, too. Did they play in your decision?
That's a big role. I mean, they're kind of behind whatever I decided to do. I mean, they're kind of just thinking of it how it was, you know, like, if I get the chance to go, that's good, you know, take it. But if not, it's always good to come back to school and just kind of build on this year and build on the things I did so far. They were just kind of behind, you know, whatever I decided to do. They're supporting me 100%.
Yeah, kind of same kind of question with the coaching staff. I mean, how close were they in this process, Coach Smiley and the rest of this wonderful staff? I love everybody on the staff. How close were they in this process? Were you guys talking throughout quite a bit or kind of maybe as a sounding board from them? What was that like?
They were real close. We were definitely talking throughout the whole process. You know, just when I was out in Arizona working out, probably calling and checking in every couple of days and seeing how it's going. But, I mean, they were kind of the same thing. They was like, yeah, if you get the chance, that's great, take it. But, you know, we would love to have you back. And, you know, if that happens, then that would be great. They honestly were kind of backing my decision 100% too. But, I mean, of course they'd be happier if I came back. And, you know.
Hey, I it's the same with me, man. It would be bittersweet, right? We all want you to go represent, obviously. And, I mean, the NBA, no matter what, drafted, undrafted, that's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, which I know you're only going to further your stock this upcoming season. But, yeah, I think selfishly, Dalen, I'm pretty happy with the news, my man.
Yeah, it's great news. I mean, like I said, either way, I was fine with whatever decision, so it wasn't too much pressure. You know, from me having to make a decision or kind of going through the process.
So let me ask you this. Do you, some of the additions that they've given you, the tips that the insiders that were working with you throughout this process, do you start trying to implement that stuff like today? I know summer workouts are coming up and everything. Do you want to be careful, though, and say, because, I mean, Dalen Kuntz from last year was pretty dang good. Do you have to kind of be careful with how much you try to add to your game, not do too much too fast?
It's not really like I'm changing my whole game or anything. It's just, you know, adding different things to, you know, make my game better in different ways. You know, just the few things they gave you, honestly, from when they told me, I started, you know, just trying to add it in there just slowly. You know, just different little things, whether it's like footwork or just different, you know, just different tips they gave me about the game, just added into my game.
Well, I'm excited to see what you do with it. Like I said, Dalen, I mean, it was a blast to watch you last year. Getting to know you through the radio program a little bit more. I know we've got some fun stuff planned for next year as well. Man, it's great to have you back as a Bear. Like I said, I know the NBA is one of those things. It's like that's going to be there. That opportunity is still going to be there. Come back one more year. See what you guys can do. Do some damage next season, my man.
Yeah, that's the plan. Trying to come back and, you know, try to do some damage and kind of put ourselves in that same position we were in last year and just try to capitalize on it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Dalen, appreciate you, dude. I know we're getting the news out there now. It's out there. I know the Bears put together their press release. That's out as well. I'm happy to have you back with this Bears team, and I know Bears fans are just thrilled because you're just so much fun to watch, man. It's going to be a great season next year.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm excited to be back. I'm more than happy.
All right, we'll catch up soon. Hey, Butters, all right, on me. You and I will go out. We'll talk. Well, I know we're putting together some fun plans for the upcoming season on the radio side of things, too, so I'm looking forward to it, man.
Yeah, definitely. We have to connect for the Butters.
All right, my man. Dalen, congratulations. Happy to have you back, and we'll catch up with you soon, okay?
All right. Thank you for having me on here.
All right, my man. There he is, Dalen Kuntz to return for the 2022-23 season for the UNC Bears, right alongside with Matt Johnson, Dalton Knecht. This team should still be pretty darn good. I mean, the Bodie Humes of the world, the core Joe Cooches are gone. But they're still going to be a really good basketball team. And some of these additions that the Bears have made, too, are going to be guys to watch out for. So I talked to Coach Smiley about that about 2 weeks ago. If you missed that interview, it's available at thewholeshow.com or 1310kfk.com. But there it is. That's how we're starting this thing on a Tuesday, I should say. Dalen Koontz back for the UNC Bears. Unfinished business. I mean, he should have been the Big Sky Conference Player of the Year last year. I think he's going for it next year, man. He's going for it. And in that process, I think you're going to see a lot of W's starting to mount up for the University of Northern Colorado. 20 minutes after the hour, I got to get to the good, the bad, the ugly. Our Method Flow products poll question has a lot of hooligans really upset with me today. What? All right, yeah, great stuff. Celebrate good times. Dalen's back in business, folks, and so are your UNC Bears. We'll be right back. It's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy, live from the Allo Communications Studios.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.